Chapter 3, The Rocks and Historical Sydney. So, let me tell you about the history of Sydney, Pete said. More than two centuries ago, on the 26th of January 1788, 11 British ships arrived in Port Jackson. They had been at sea for months, and the people on board had survived storms, hunger and disease. The ships were filled with English convicts, people who had committed minor crimes in England and who would now live for the rest of their lives in this strange new land. Many of them died later from disease and malnutrition. They were thousands of miles away from their homes, and they knew that they would never return there. But some of the convicts finished their prison sentences and became rich. They were the fathers of our nation. That was only 220 years ago, and look at our city now, he said, smiling proudly. Pete then explained that Captain Arthur Phillip called this place Sydney Town when he arrived on one of these ships. It was named after Lord Sydney, who was the Home Secretary in England at the time. Captain Phillip became the first governor of New South Wales in 1786, and the day the ships arrived in Sydney is now celebrated as Australia Day. This area is the oldest part of the city, and it's called the Rocks because it's built into the rock, Pete explained. The oldest house in Sydney is called Cadman's Cottage. It was built for an ex-convict called John Cadman in 1816. He worked on government ships after he finished his prison sentence. You see, England didn't send the dangerous criminals to Australia. Only people imprisoned for minor crimes, like stealing some bread. When they finished their prison sentence, they could work and make a new life for themselves. Why did they send the minor criminals here and not the murderers? I asked. I don't understand. That's a good question, Pete replied. England wanted to expand its empire, and they needed people to populate a new country. Murderers and villains couldn't govern a new country, so they sent the minor criminals. Governor Phillip wanted to give them the opportunity to start again and help to make a British colony here. A lot of female prisoners were on the ships, and some of them became domestic servants after they arrived. Then, slowly, other people started to come here voluntarily for the opportunity to start a new life. What about the people who already lived here? The Aborigines, I asked. They killed many of them, didn't they? Yes, answered Pete. That's a part of our history that Australians are not very proud of. When the convicts arrived, the land wasn't empty. About 1,500 Eora people lived in the Port Jackson area. Eora means here, or from this place, and this is how the Aborigines described themselves to the British. Unfortunately, many of the British people treated these people badly, because they looked and acted so differently to them. I think that the main problems were ignorance and fear. Remember, these weren't educated people, they were poor criminals. They didn't understand anything about the indigenous people and they didn't want to. Often they killed them and took away their land. However, they didn't kill them all. It's a complicated, sad story. Almost half of the Eora died in a smallpox epidemic in 1789. And we believe that there were only three Eora alive in this area in 1791. It was a very similar story all over Australia. We were quiet after this story, and we walked towards the rocks, thinking about the Eora. By 1880, the Rocks was a dangerous, dirty place full of drunks and prostitutes, Pete explained. This narrow, dark street was the worst place in the town because it was a good place to hide. The authorities almost destroyed the area in the 1970s, but instead decided to turn it into a visitor attraction. It was a much better idea. Australia's just a baby, isn't it? Said Becky. What do you mean? I asked. Well, I'm from Venice, and we've got such a long history. My city was established by the Romans in the first century, she explained. Here, the entire country is like a small child. It's only 220 years old. It's still learning what's good and what's bad. It's a miracle that the Australians have created so much in this time. Look, there's a perfect example. She pointed in front of us, and I looked up and saw the golden point of Sydney Tower in the middle of the business district. I visited it yesterday, she told me. The tower is 305 metres tall and has got 56 cables to stabilise it. If all those cables were joined together, they would go from Sydney to New Zealand. It was finished in 1981, which is only 165 years after they built Cadman's Cottage. That's amazing progress.